This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and we are getting near the holidays. Yes, we are. I'm so excited, which means I'll be dressing up pets and taking pictures of them. I guess some people are very against that, and some people love it. So I'm wondering what you think of that. You can always leave me a voice clip about it at deb@petliferadio.com. Tell me, do you think it's ridiculous when people dress up their pets, or do you love it? And you can also leave me any pet question you've got there, and we'll play it on air and answer it, or get an expert who can. So today I've got Stacy Mantle back from Pets Weekly. She's one of my favorite guests from the past, and she can tell us what to buy and what not to buy. Welcome, Stacy.
Thanks for having me, Deb. It's great to be back. It's been a while.
I know. It's been so long, but Christmas is the perfect time because you try everything and you won't lie to people. If something doesn't work, if it's stupid, ridiculous, too expensive or flimsy, we will tell you and save you the trouble, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what do you think is the most cool thing you've seen lately for pets? The thing that you're just like surprised by it. It's just so cool.
Well, there's been a lot of fun new stuff coming out. Okay, one thing that surprised me is the increase in collagen shoes. I don't know if you've read about those.
No. Oh, my goodness. Collagen?
Collagen. It's straight collagen, and they compress it like they would rawhide, but it's easier to digest. It has some obvious health things that you can benefit for your pets. But I guess the beauty industry, which, as I make soap, so I'm involved with that as well, is really struggling to find enough collagen in the marketplace because the pet industry has essentially taken it all for all these chews. So there's probably 10, 12 companies coming out with new collagen chews, which I thought was really fascinating.
Are they marketing it as a beauty thing for your pets or a youthful thing? What is it? What are they saying?
It's considered, collagen is 75% protein. So it's a high protein with other benefits. It has, the skin benefits. It's got lots of minerals in it that's really good for them. It's gentle on the stomach, which I found surprising. And it's grain and gluten-free, so a lot of people are into that. It also helps support joint health, and it can help support a shiny coat. So there are some benefits to it. I just don't know how much is great for your dogs to have, if that makes sense.
Is this a naturally sourced product? Or, like, where are they creating this collagen from? Where are they getting it? Is it made in a lab? Is it from an animal? Like, what is it?
That is an excellent question. I really don't have the answer for that. And I think it really depends on each company. Red Barn, I believe, uses a natural source of it. So they have some really good options. They've got some barbecue and they've got cheese straws, things like that they've added them to.
It's bizarre to me sometimes when the people and animal thing sort of morphs, and what we want ourselves, we want our pets to have, even though they're pets, they may not need what we need.
Exactly.
But this one, next time I have Dr. Jory on the show, I'm going to have to ask him about this, about collagen. Yes, because it's just confusing. And a while ago, maybe 5 years ago, I think a lot of the big pet companies stopped doing grain altogether. And
right.
A huge part of that was because people were going on the grain-free, gluten-free diet, and they wanted to put their pets on it. And then they kind of looked at the wolf and they thought, well, does he eat grain? Well, he's not likely to, so maybe. But then they found that they started having heart problems. So the grain-free is not the way to go for dogs.
Yeah.
And they had to figure that out the hard way after all the most expensive brands switched over and now switch back. And people are like, well, what are we supposed to do? And how do we know? And it's a bit trial and error, isn't it?
I think it's a really good example of how we shouldn't be forcing our diets or our preferences or our beliefs on our pets. I mean, animals have different needs than we do. And even dogs, they're omnivores too, but, they definitely need specific things in their diet. And I think it's best to stay with a well-balanced, and you can do the treats like the collagen. I just wouldn't do it every day. I would do it you know, every week or so, just as a special treat. You know, another fun thing that came out is, you know, when they make cheese, they have cheese and curds and whey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this company is a small business, a dairy business. They didn't know what to do with all their whey. So they made cheese chompers, which is like a really solid, it's almost like the Himalayan chews, the cheese chews. It's a super solid cheese, basically, made from whey, and it's compressed into these hard bones that you can give them. And my dogs love them. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too. It's interesting to see the new innovations coming out.
Yeah, nice if they're using a byproduct that they wouldn't otherwise use. That's okay.
Exactly.
But I do, yeah, caution people. Just if you have a teeny tiny dog, don't feed him a huge one of these things. Just a little bit. And start slow. Like with any new food, you don't want to inundate your animal with something that you later find out he's allergic to. So start slow and make sure it's not their whole diet if it's a brand new food or a brand new type of food. Okay, so we're going to go to break and come back. And I'm going to ask you to tell me something fun people could buy their pets or gift to their pet-loving friends and family on Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. All right, stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and my guest, Dicy Mantle from Pets Weekly. Stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back. And I want to know some fun stuff, Stacey. It's me, Deb Wolf, talking to Stacey Mantle from Pets Weekly. And she knows about all the gadgets and toys and treats and everything for pets because she gets sent them to try and then review on her magazine or online magazine, Pets Weekly. So, Stacey, what should people be gifting this year? What is the go-to gift?
Okay, if you're getting an early start, Best Bully Sticks has an advent calendar out for pets, and it's adorable. So each day you open a little window, and there's two or three treats in each little thing. And it's just, they're all natural treats. They're good chews. They're just small. But it's kind of a fun thing to do if you grew up doing that and you don't happen to have children nowadays, or even if you do and you want to do it with them, you know? The kids get a kick out of it, and those are a lot of fun.
Hang it up high because the dog will like help itself, I'm sure.
Yes, you definitely need it up high. And you need to keep it away from the cats, too. As a side note, my cats are very into those. So,
they have all these toys now, right? Puzzle feeders and things. So the dogs and cats have become adept at opening and showing off their skills. Okay, what else? What else can we get? If we're not so on time and we're just going to give some, wrap it up and put it under the tree for somebody or send it. What's a good gift for pet lovers and pets?
A great one that I really kind of fell in love with is called Canophera, and it's Canophera. And they have come out with a coffee wood chew. So it's a coffee wood chew, I guess I should say. It's made from coffee wood.
Okay.
And there's no caffeine in it, nothing like that. It's just a really solid piece of wood. And they've turned them into toys and different things with coconut rope that they've used, the rope's made out of coconut, the coconut husk. And they can do tug of war. And my dogs are all over that. So they're really enjoying those.
Cool. Okay. I use coffee in my garden a lot. Like when I finish making the coffee and you dump it to make a new pot, I take the used grounds, collect them, and put them all over the garden. And when it's hot, it smells good. Like it's nice. Coffee is better than other things. Like, yeah. And rawhide is, you know, something that a lot of vets warn never to give your dog because it gets stuck in their stomach so often. They'll swallow a big hunk of it. And for me, with my poodles and doodles, I don't do rawhide because it gets tangled in their curly fur. And it makes big, disgusting, mushy mess. So I'm glad to see they're coming up with some good alternatives. There were Boda bones like 20 years ago. They came out with that. But not every dog wants to eat a vegetable bone, I've noticed. So,
very much so.
Here, have some corn. He looks at you like, are you crazy? I'm a dog. But some like it, you know, some do. All right. So, okay. So some other gifts. What would be fun? Like, is there a cat toy or a dog toy you can think of?
Yeah. Actually, I've got a really fun cat toy, and it's really just a laser, but it comes in 5 different sets. So you can have like a little kitten, a little mouse that they can chase. That's what the reflected laser part looks like. I wouldn't do it with dogs, but with cats, they tend to be okay. When you end your laser session, just make sure they end on something that they can grab a hold of, like a toy or, you know, something that they can feel like they caught.
Because otherwise
you end up with a really obsessed cat that or dog that never gets it out of their system. They just feel like they've not accomplished their run or their playtime, and they get very frustrated, and it can cause a lot of problems. So,
well, normally they're hyped up on adrenaline. They're into the chase or the hunt. So the next thing they will do, if you don't let them catch something at the end of all this excited play, which is really prey drive, which is really hunting in their minds, if you don't let them catch the thing they've been hunting this whole time, they just keep hunting. So what will they hunt? Well, it might be your couch. It might be your curtain rod. It might be some bit, you know, a piece of laundry hanging out of the basket. There's going to be some destruction. Or more likely, it'll be your feet, your ankles when you're walking up the stairs a half an hour later, completely surprised that you've been ambushed. So let them pretend to kill something after you've played with this toy. All right, we're going to go to our second break and come back and finish the show with more fun things for Christmas and Hanukkah for your pets and pet lovers. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And it's me, Deb Wolf. And today I'm talking with Stacy Mantle from Pets Weekly Magazine. And we're talking about things you can get your pets this year and the pet people in your life that are good gifts. So what's a fun gift? Another fun gift, maybe for a dog, Stacy.
Okay, well, do you mind going to cats for one more second?
One more second on cats is fine. Cat people say meow.
We've got an automated litter box. Now, I know these are old news, but this one is dead silent, and I love it. It's got a UV light for bacteria elimination. It's got a giant drawer size, so you only have to change it once every few weeks, and it basically just cleans everything so it never smells. And it's Wi-Fi enabled and has a mobile app, and it even weighs your cat while it's in there, so you can make sure that their health is in good shape and everything like that. So that's from Casa Leo, and that's the same place that offers the laser toy.
That sounds good, but weigh your cat? Like, don't you just pick it up and say, oh my gosh, why do you have a grapefruit in your belly? You're too fat, cat. Right?
You would think, but some cats are not into that. I mean, I have 2 feral cats in my enclosure right now, and I still have not been able to pet them after a year, and that's where they live, you know? They expect their food on time. They yell at me when it's not on time, but they will not let me come near them.
Oh, well, okay. That's for another show. I want to book you for another show to talk about your cat problem, because there's no way I would have had 2 feral cats for a year and they still wouldn't let me touch them. No way. No way. Not if they're inside. Are they outside?
Well, they're in the enclosure with my other cats. So we have a giant enclosure. So we've got a really small house. So we built a big, big room for them. And they're heated and cooled and lots of toys. And it's
okay. No, they're on your turf. They're not still wild in the garage or under the shed.
No. So
there's a little bit wrong with the situation. If you could just tweak it a little bit. Instead of delivering their food when they complain, which is what they've trained you to do and now become their habit, when they do that complaining, make sure they can smell the food or hear the can opener or whatever it is that cues them so they know it's feeding time, but just hold back. Hold back. You know, it doesn't have to be a big step forward from them, but if they come 6 inches further than they usually do or anything positive, then you put the food down. And the next time you go to feed them, again, expect a little bit more. Even if you have to stand there for 10 minutes waiting, being more patient than them, eventually they'll be like, excuse me, don't you hear us? Don't you hear us? And they'll start to come out. And what's happening is when you give them the food for that, you're rewarding them for trusting you more. You're rewarding them and starting a new habit of them approaching you, which is way more natural. It's way more natural for a kitten to go up to the mama and the mama brings the food, drops it, and then retreats. That's more natural. So they should be coming up to you when you deliver the food. So we'll start with that. And in a couple of weeks, they should be almost where you can touch them, but don't try to touch them.
I said, no, this is all a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when they're almost where you can touch them and they're kind of like circling around at your feet, but at a slight distance, that's when you're hoping they're going to brush against you. Right. And you can sort of be a little clumsy with your legs quietly and gently though, but so your leg sort of touches them without, they'll probably jump, but you know, just keep at it. And what you're going to find is you put that food down after they've bumped your leg. You put that food down after they've rubbed against your knee. Do that for a while. And after that's been going on and they're coming, greeting you and rubbing against your legs every time you feed them, you'll be ready to put your hand out and they'll rub against your hand. And you'll be so excited. And you'll call me and we'll do a show.
I will, definitely. I hope it works. I will definitely give that a shot, though.
It should work. They've just got a little bit stunted by the habit that got created.
Right.
They just think this is the way to get fed now, right? And they've already seen you loving up the other cats. So they know. Cats learn by watching. They know you're okay. They're not afraid of you
anymore. They're just being obstinate, which you can totally see in their eyes, you know? So it's a really good idea. I'll give that a shot.
And you probably have the cat pheromone scents and things going on from Feel Away, right?
All that going on, yep.
Yeah, so that's helpful. Feel Away makes these products that help with cats to be less stressed and to be more happy. And so those work. The pheromone sprays work. I haven't had good luck with the actual collar that you put on a cat so everyone will like him. Had that backfire. But the spray that you put in the wall that diffuses into the air, that worked great for me from Feel Away many, many times with rescue cats and kittens. And you're not having trouble getting the cats to like each other, though, right? Just you?
No, they all get along great.
And they look at you like they're the popular crowd and you're on the out, right?
Sure.
you can't eat lunch with us. Yeah.
My senior, so he's seen it all and done it all, and he doesn't tolerate a lot of nonsense. So he makes sure everybody's in good shape.
Okay,
he's
so
a good boy.
I understand that you have some new dogs in your life. So let's talk about a dog toy.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we've got Marco, our little cattle dog, who's got all kinds of issues, and he's been a fun example to work with.
If he's intense with a trigger switch and a little bit OCD, he doesn't have issues. He's a blue heeler. That is his personality. That is his breed. That's him.
Oh, my God. I took him to the vet, okay, and I was so embarrassed. I have never been to a vet where a dog has been more dramatic.
Squeals like a pig.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. I had never experienced that. I was so embarrassed. They're like, oh, yeah, this is just cattle dog stuff. I'm like,
totally.
Terrible. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So he requires a lot of work.
Yes. And then that horrible howl that's like half a bark and half a howl that's saved just for the vet. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Drama.
People in the waiting room looking really uncomfortable, like, oh my God, what are they doing to that dog? Nothing. We're weighing him.
I know. They haven't even touched him. They just threatened to touch him and he flipped out. And he's not anyone that's had a bad experience with vets. He's just drama. So yeah, hilarious.
I've had blue healers for a long time. My first one was, I think, 1996. And then when she died a little while later, both of them just came to me. I didn't go buy them or anything. But the next one was a rescue blue healer. He's about 10 now. And every time I would go to the vet, they'd be like, is that really a blue healer? Because they're so well behaved. Right. But the beginning was not like that. The first few times we went to the vet, holy moly, I had to go there a lot and weigh them.
Oh, that's what we're going to end up doing.
Oh, yeah. You got to decondition them completely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's
we're working
fun.
With them on that. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a process. You know, the company Maljuana, right? They do, like, it's kind of a fun take on marijuana being legalized, but it's catnip for cats.
Okay.
And they've learned that catnip also has a similar effect on dogs. It's sort of a relaxing effect. And so they've created their whole dog Maljuana. It's dog Juana. So that's one that they're pushing really hard, and they have some really fun toys. You can add the little buds. And
that blue healer you got, there is not enough marijuana in the world to make him calm at the vet. I'm sorry, but that's not
you
your
there
trick.
Is not. Yeah, there is not. Not at all. Work.
And actually, while we're talking about this, this is one of the things we touched on earlier in the show, that, you know, you may be gluten-free or you may not want meat in your diet, but your cat needs meat. Your dog needs a balanced diet, you know, just because it's a trend for
us. Absolutely.
And I do find the CBD and the marijuana products, you know, sometimes it makes sense. The dog has three legs and chronic pain and arthritis, and now they're giving him CBD, which has no intoxicating effect. It's only for pain. Sometimes it makes sense. But a lot of times it just seems like the people want their dog to have their same issues and same meds. And
exactly.
I think they're wasting their money in a lot of times. But I like the idea of catnip. Catnip's also been used historically, making it as a tea for all natural remedy for babies. So catnip is something that it is in the mint family, and it's not just cats that are affected by it. It's people too, and dogs too. So I think that's interesting. Okay, so give me a toy. Give me a dog toy. What's a good, fun something to give the dog lover?
Okay, are you into dragons? Do you ever watch Game of Thrones?
I did when it was new.
Well, Go Dog has a dragon toy out, and they've had it out for a while, but they keep adding new dragons. And now those are things that people are like actually collecting now.
Oh,
they hold
goodness.
Up incredibly well. My dogs, it takes them a long time to destroy one. And then we've got some puzzle squeaky toys, which are loads of fun. So there's one that's like it's called guacamole, and it's a bowl of guacamole and chips and lime. And they're all little individual pieces that your dog can take apart and pull apart, and then you just stuff it back in. So it's just kind of an enrichment toy. And that's been a lot of fun. And that's very affordable too. It's like $10. And then we've
got... nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So $10 at the bottom of the... And it looks like a substantial gift. It's not flimsy. It's a...
No. It's very well designed. It's adorable. Yeah.
Okay. $10 and you've got a good gift.
And it's like a little hide and seek puzzle.
And it keeps the dog busy.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the dog busy when you're not there. Keeps them thinking.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's $10. What's at the high end? What would you say?
Oh, gosh,
if someone
there's so many. I'd have to think on that. The high end, I'm trying to keep it like lower end so that we can not lower.
Okay,
end, but
give me another
cost.
Low end. Yeah, low cost. Is
Howard good. Hound always has great hide a squirrel, hide a squeaky, those kinds of things. Kong has a Wubba that's been out for ages, and it was just purchased by, Wubba Wags was the original company, and Kong purchased them. And they've expanded their entire line of water toys for dogs. So these toys hold up really well. They're shaped like a ball, and they have long dangly ropes, kind of. Like, it's fabric, but it looks like an octopus. And you can throw it in the water. It dries right out, no problem. And it still has that dog shape. So if you have a dog that likes to play tug-of-war and a dog that likes to fetch balls, you got both of them covered with this toy. And that's another great $10 toy. It's wonderful. I love it.
While you mentioned that, I just want to touch on that a little bit. If you have a dog who growls at you when you get on the couch, or growls at anyone around its food bowls, or growls about its toys, or is a little bit nippy or snappy, then you don't want to play tug of war. Tug of war is a fight for possession. So, and if you are playing tug of war, at the end of every tug of war match, the dog should drop and let you have it and leave it. Then you can decide to toss it back to him and say catch and throw it to him. He can keep it. But there's at the end of the battle of who owns what, the dog should let you have it. And this is extremely important if you've got a dog whose particular breed has kind of got a bad rap for being a bit aggressive, the kind that maybe you don't want your hand bitten by pit bulls, Rottweilers, the bigger guys. You got it. Well, even the little Palms and Peaks, though, they can get really intense with tug of war.
Yeah.
So if you've got a dog who's too intense or aggressive, I would say no tug of war ever. But if you've got a mush bucket dog who drops it all the time and couldn't care less, well, then tug of war is kind of a fun game. It tests their strength. Okay, so let's go.
Let's talk enrichment for 1 minute.
Okay,
I've got enrichment. Some fun new enrichment toys. I don't know if you've ever heard of Soda Pup, but they've come out with a whole extensive line of lick mats and different enrichment toys to keep the dogs busy. So it's kind of a competitor to Kong, but it's just a much bigger selection. And they are so well made and so well designed. I just totally love them. You can keep your dog busy with like the Tree of Lozal. Just put some food or peanut butter, sugar-free. All natural, of course. Put that in the lick mat, and it'll keep them busy for a few hours. I mean, it's just really nice. All the little crevices. They're all machine washable, which is really excellent. And my dogs just totally get onto that, especially working from home. I can get on the phone and not have them barking or being silly or whatever. They're obsessed with these mats. So I really like those kind of toys, the things that keep them busy and serve a purpose besides harassing you.
Yeah, well, it sounds like an epic cartoon battle when I think of it. Soda Pop versus Kong, you know?
It really does.
I want to see that. When you talk about enrichment, sometimes I think about the bowls that they have that just make the dog eat slower. It's not really enrichment, but it slows the dog down. And I want to mention that because if you have a dog who's constantly having his teeth cleaned, like really too often, and they say, well, it's too bad he doesn't chew his food, get one of these bowls and it will slow him down and he will chew his food. One other way to do it, which is probably more effective with smaller dogs, is to get a big rock and put it in the bowl. So they have to kind of use their head to move the rock to get at the food. And that slows them down, too. But with a big dog, just toss the rock and that doesn't help his teeth. So we don't want that. No rock tossing. OK, well, we have to end the show, Stacey. I'm sorry, but we've run out of time. Is there anything you want to leave people with?
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Can you tell people about your magazine?
Yes. So petsweekly.com is the name of my website. And I hope everybody will come on over and check us out. We went on almost a year hiatus. I was on some other projects and getting some other things going. And now we're back. We're getting the ramp back up again. We've got all kinds of reviews coming up and just a lot of fun articles and informative articles. So I hope everybody will swing by petsweekly.com and check us out.
All right, then. Thank you for coming on and telling us about all these great products. I know I'm going to have you back really soon. I want to do another holiday show and I want to talk about safety tips. So I'm going to be talking to you really soon. Yeah. So we're going to be talking really, really soon. All right, everybody. If you like this show, you should be catching the next one on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. From me, Deb Wolf, and from Pet Life Radio, be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.